Hello, hello, hello. I am your Herbie the Dentist, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood
to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to look.
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo
goosebumps.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, and how y'all doing? We are shot out of a cannon and off to the races with this holiday season. I actually don't remember the last time Hanukkah was at the beginning of December. I certainly don't know how it all works. I obviously am not Jewish, but I certainly do love to celebrate everyone and everything. So if you have celebrated Hanukkah over the past week and we missed you, happy Hanukkah to all of you out there. I just feel like it came really early. Am I wrong? I don't know the science behind it, and I didn't look it up, so forgive me, but I am absolutely here for it. On another note, this is the cough that doesn't end. Folks, as you well know, last week on my episode with the wonderful Jesse Shifshek, I certainly was under the weather. And now this lingering cough, I have been tested 4 times. Y'all, there is something going on out there. There is something going around out there. And y'all need to just take care of yourselves even more so. I always say it. Yes, I have all my shots, etc. But you know, people still do get normal sick, so take care of yourselves because something else is going on out there. Other than that, we are off to the races, and it's another solo pod today. And I'm actually really happy about it because, you know, every year I love to bring you a gift guide. And although I haven't had personal time to curate one, you know, and go through one, I have found multiple to kind of gather together to help us all support not only small businesses, but also LGBTQ-owned businesses for sure. So without further ado, let's get to the getting on. And in the grand tradition of In Yo Mouth, I need to wish you all out there Happy National Brownie Day. Da, 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 da. I love a good brownie. I have a recipe. I need to find it. I need to put that freaking old blog back up is what I need to do. Because there is a recipe for cake box mixed red velvet brownies and that are Oreo stuffed. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, those were a hit on my old blog for sure. I need to resurrect that recipe. I love a good brownie as long as it's like fudgy and moist and not too overly dense. Obviously, brownies need to be dense in some respect, but, you know, something like uber chocolatey and moist and delicious and just like, you know, nice and wet. Yeah, That's a wet ass brownie. So no matter what you celebrate out there, oh my God, peppermint brownies. Peppermint chocolate brownies. Delish. Get some vegan ice cream or some regular ice cream for your normal folk out there. And, you know, have at it. I am absolutely here for Brownie Day. And no matter what you celebrate out there, I celebrate you. I'm trucking along really, really quickly today only because the just holiday work, you know, workload. I'm trying to say of it all less. I don't know where I picked it up, but I say it way too much, especially last episode. It comes out a lot when I'm tired. So I am watching my of it alls, of it alls. And so, yeah, no matter what you celebrate out there, we celebrate you. And we're moving really quick today only because the holiday workload has me just like really like buried. Plus, last week, I was away on a special project that I'm a little scared, but really excited to tell you about when I can tell you about it. And so I have a lot of catching up to do. And that's what it is, folks out there. And did you know that on this day in gay history, in 1981, the New York City Gay Men's Chorus becomes the first openly gay musical group to play at Carnegie Hall with their Christmas concert? Little known fact, all you In Your Mouth listeners, maybe you know this about me if you've been listening for a very long time, but I used to be a professional chorister. I went to the one and only Westminster Choir College that used to reside in Princeton, New Jersey, and now is in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, as part of Rider University. They are one of the last of its kind. If you can pick up any of their old recordings, it definitely gives you that like holiday Christmas spirit for sure. Very classic, very like Christmas classic, very, very she, ooh la la. But shout out to the New York City Gay Men's Chorus in 1981 for doing the thing. Because in 1981, that could not have been easy, especially like on the heels of the AIDS pandemic. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. You know what? Add them to your holiday playlist this year. I celebrate you and honor you on this day, New York City Gay Men's Chorus. And let's get to the getting on. Why? Because it is the 2021 In Your Mouth Holiday Gift Guide. Yes. Actually, just a conglomeration of other people's gift guides that I'm just going to direct you to because what? She has been busy. And I really must start with a shout out to discoverdew.com. And I know it is not an edible object that you can gift, but LGBTQ people and all others who like the sexual pleasure of the anal region, this is for you. Discover Do is a revolutionized douche for everyone. That's 100% queer owned. I supported them on Instagram and I won a contest and they sent me this very, very fancy butt cleaning system that I have yet to use. Why? Because she is single and she is busy, but it is gorgeous. And you know what? I just recently had the Bottom Digest on, and this is part of all of that. You know, a clean butt is a happy butt. And yeah, so it's one of the most gorgeous apparatus, that I have owned for, you know, anal cleanage. But if you're out there and this is for you, go support them because it looks like a fabulous system. I have yet to use it, but it feels great. It looks great. I need to watch a tutorial because apparently there's like, you know, some magic that happens, but it's all to keep the apparatus and you at its healthiest. So shout out to you, Discover Do. And that's where, and I'm off to the races with this gift guide for sure. As you know, in the past, Grossi Pelosi and I have done a gift guide. I have written gift guides. I actually enjoy a gift guide. There are a lot of work, though. Hence why I am playing catch up here, because I have been so busy. And speaking of one, Ms. Dan Pelosi. Dan Pelosi this year has come out with another incredible gift guide. Shout out to you, Dan. You know I love and support you. And you may know out there that if you have been following me or listening to me for quite some time, Dan Pelosi has some merch out there that is labeled This Too Shall Pasta, where all of the proceeds go to SAGE, which is an organization that takes care of our elderly LGBTQ people here in New York City. It's a wonderful organization. He has brand new merch out for that, and that is definitely on the top of my thing, on the top of my gift guide, because I love a gift that gives back. You get something, but also the proceeds go to help people. And what better gift there is to give than that? Also, I was thinking, you know what? You know how sometimes you have to buy gifts for people that you don't necessarily love, or it's just like the obligatory gift, and you know what, you heard that? That was a good place for an of it all, but I'm not saying of it all, but I said of it all. I found a new of it all way to do it, of it all. No, I'm going to cut it out, I promise. You know that obligatory gift that you have to do, like whether it's the office secret Santa, and you got, you know, Stephanie from accounting that you don't really know. Well, this is, or maybe you don't even really like, this is a way to participate and give somebody or give someone something that is really, really great, that also gives back. And also, like, if they're hateful or something, and, like, if this is an obligatory gift, like, you can, like, really rest in the fact that, you know, in your heart, you're like, yeah, the gays on that, and you don't really like the gays, Uncle Jerry, you know? Or, you know, Aunt Linda, you really say passive-aggressive things about me being gay under your breath, but Mom made me buy you a gift, and little do you know, you're, like, this is gay-owned, operated, or trans-owned, operated. You know, there's just really sly ways to bring joy to yourself this holiday season. And that's what I'm all about. Also on this Grossi gift guide, he has these wonderful, like, cook's ornaments, food holiday ornaments that I've seen actually pretty mainstream. But he got them from, or he promotes Food 52, that sell these like Cody Foster vintage inspired food ornaments. And I love Food 52. So, and there's like a butter ornament and, a deviled egg ornament or a canned anchovies ornament. Love that. I love, Dan Pelosi's gift guide every year. There's a cookbook subscription on this, these wonderful like tie-dye aprons, 'cause he's all about the aprons. A cutting board, cloth napkins, Project Polly tomato hats. If you follow Dan, those like beanies are really cute, and they have these really cute tomatoes on them. And their proceeds from their tomato-centric products serve various dinner charities throughout various different products. So, yeah. And Dan Pelosi has all the discount codes on his website, danpelosi.com, and it's under guides, the guides tab. He has pajamas and all sorts of other fabulous things on here as well, tees and just all sorts of really, really gorgeous things. You know what? Much like Thanksgiving, the holiday spirit hasn't hit me just yet, even though I have bought a couple of gifts. I just don't know what it is. Maybe I need like a Christmas holiday miracle to come my way or something. Is anybody else feeling bogged down this year? This year was a lot. even more so than lockdown year. Does anybody else feel like this? I don't know. I'm just in a weird space, and I need the holiday spirit to come and attack me, because usually I'm a Christmas queen right next to Mariah. Moving right along, though, I found on Refinery29 that they have this list of 26 LGBTQ-owned businesses to support, and it was for Pride Month, but I think it can extend to Christmas. I mean, I own Tomboy X clothing. They make gender-neutral undergarments, and I love my briefs from them. But out there, Tomboy X is doing the thing, and they have this really, really cute rainbow band, and it's all about the band for me. But they have sports bras and all other sort of gender-neutral wear and pajamas and onesies and all sorts of things that I really, 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 really enjoy. On here as well are bags. Oh my God, there are these like t-shirts, I think, under the brand JZD. And JZD is 100% Latina and queer owned. And they always put that front and center. And I love that, being Puerto Rican from New York. But they have these shirts that say Bien Gay and Bien Supportive that I'm obsessed with. So if you want to get me a Bien Gay t-shirt, I wouldn't mind. Maybe I should just create an Amazon wish list for myself. I'm not that tacky. Or maybe I will be. I don't know. But I love that. I love a t-shirt moment. Can never have too much. There's all sorts of makeup. I love all the sex toy, gift guides on these LGBTQ owned things, because you know what? We all have sex out there, y'all. And sometimes for those of us who are not having sex, need an interesting way to pleasure ourselves. So if you are not using that or can't afford that Hitachi lawnmower out there for all the people who need that, or if you can't find a machine to get it done for you, there are out there LGBTQ-owned toy shops for self-pleasure. One is Early to Bed, and they have something called the Swan Wand that seems to be very, very popular. They are a sex-positive, woman trans-friendly shop that tries to make everyone who comes in feel, you know, special and taken care of. So Early to Bed has made my gift guide this year for sure as well. Definitely check out Refinery29's 26 LGBTQ-owned businesses to support, right? I know it's under Pride Month, but you know what? Whether it's Pride Month, why can't we celebrate Pride all year round? And also, these gifts are everything. There's always a lot of cosmetics on here. And this is what I have to say about cosmetics. It's a whole lot of trial and error. So I don't necessarily buy like lotions and perfumes and candles for people unless I absolutely am 100% sure that they either use the product or they liked the scent. Because I'm particular. I don't know about you, but I'm particular. I like a woodsy scent. And you may not know that about me. But I also like soft scents as well. But if it's too floral, no. So that's really hit or miss. And I personally don't recommend that unless it's something like, I don't know. I don't even have like a recommendation. Maybe like a cute lip balm that's like thebalm.com. If you find one that's gay owned out there, there are these cute like rainbow earrings. You see, the lingering cough has me losing my voice ever so quickly. But there's a jewelry designer out there called Atomic Gold. I just like saying that. And they go on to say, being queer impacted everything from the creation of the jewelry collection to how I do business. I started making my own jewelry because as a non-binary person, I couldn't find fine jewelry that wasn't too feminine or masculine that I could fit or afford. So that was originally why I created the brand. Right now, everything I do is genderless and size inclusive and accessible. It's a must. Queerness to me is not just the queerness of fashion, but also queerness of attitude and how business is done. That's AL, founder of Atomic Gold. And they have these really cute, like, rainbow earrings. They're a little expensive if you got the budget. But, honey, if she is worth it, she is worth it. This is a great gift guide to support, once again, LGBTQ-owned businesses and, you know, keep people afloat. If we learned anything from this pandemic, is that the fact is that all these small businesses are still trying to do their best to keep themselves afloat. And I'm going to link out these gift guides in the liner notes if you're curious to see what else is on them or if anything else appeals to you. But I think now would be a great time to take a break from the gift giving and the hustle and bustle and take you out to my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of the podcast, a little something I like to call...
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Food news update.
Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready,
girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
B is letting people pay parking tickets with peanut butter. Oh my God. A long time ago, I used to have a peanut butter sponsor. I wonder whatever happened to them, because they certainly, you know what? No shade and all tea, but we had a long conversation about inclusion and diversity and how they wanted me on their team and how this was going to be long lasting. And then they used me once and then let it go. Yikes, guys. Anywho, students at the New Mexico State University can either pay up or opt to give back to a local pantry. And I think this is amazing. So apparently, and thank you, Food and Wine Magazine, for always keeping me in the know. Not a sponsor yet. But New Mexico State University is giving its student body a break this week and is offering to waive the cost of some parking citations in exchange for several jars of peanut butter. According to the NMSU parking website, from Monday through November 29th through the first week of December, anyone who's received a no current permit ticket can pay the fine by taking at least 80 ounces of peanut butter to the university's parking office. Those donations will be given directly to Aggie Cupboard, a food pantry that provides free food assistance to the NMSU community, including students, faculty, and staff on the university campus, as well as those at the adjacent Doña Ana Community College. It means a lot to the Aggie Cupboard. Amanda Nunez, a program specialist for the organization, said, "We function mainly off donations, so to see that a department is willing to give rather than take is very humbling. It is a form of payment. It is a form of paying it forward. And I wholeheartedly agree. I absolutely love this entire thing because, you know, students and student loans, and yes, it's a state university, so it's getting funding, but, you know, people may be paying. I don't know how it worked because I took out many, many loans that took me over 17 years to pay off. And you know what? Instead of taking money from the students, right, for like this menial thing, what is it? What is that parking ticket? 30, 40 bucks at most? Like, why not have the students and teach them something about giving back? Right? Right. I love this, and I wish more people would do this, you know, and take it to a bigger, dare I call it socialism? I don't know. Does it fall under socialism? If, like, the city started to do that as opposed to collect all the money, you know, you either pay your parking ticket or you come and you donate all of this to help the people in need. Yes. And speaking of people in need, as most of you know, or if you're new around here, every year I participate in a program via the United States Postal Service called Operation Santa. It's been around for over 100 years, and I'm doing it again this year. I was part of a documentary that came out last year called Dear Santa. You can find it many a streaming place. It's IFC Films, and it's all about this charity and the good work that you do. And if you're looking for a way to give back, this is a tangible and affordable way to do so. I highly recommend it. And if it's in a participating city near you, or you live in a city, I 100% do it. You can also reach out to me via my Instagram or email. You know how to find me if you want more information, or if you just want to hop on my coattails and, you know, donate something small, and I will get it to where it needs to go for sure. But I am absolutely here for NMSU doing this. Apparently, in years past, some other universities have hopped on board with this, and I am absolutely here for this and the giving back, because if we learned anything from these past 2 years during the pandemic, we need to take care of each other. You know, it's just not all about us. And I am a living testament that one person can make a difference. And that's all I have to say about that. You can build your own gingerbread dive bar this Christmas with a kit from Miller High Life. I love that these companies do the most all the time. Legit. All these companies are just doing the most, from the Heinz blood kit to this Miller High Life. But you know what? I'm here for this. I'm absolutely, absolutely here for this. I just wish that this dive bar was a gay dive bar. But who's to say it's not, right? Listen, once again, from Food and Wine, this year Miller High Life is giving gingerbread a go with its first ever gingerbread dive bar kit. According to Ad Age, the ready-to-assemble bar comes with Miller High Life-infused wall pieces. Who doesn't love alcohol-infused gingerbread? Yes! A tiny pool table with miniature pretzel cues, hanging lights with gumdrop shades, peppermint bar stools, and even a pair of little cornhole boards underneath a peppermint-supported pergola. That's fancy. Miller High Life got fancy, honey. The most adorably accurate detail is the bar's floor. It's meant to be coated with maple syrup to give it the signature stickiness of its real-life counterparts. Gross and amazing at the same time. You know, not to stereotype, but I don't know a lot of LGBTQ people that drink beer, but I'm sure that you are out there, right? I'm not being discriminatory, or so, like, yeah, I'm sure there are gay Miller High Life fans out there. I want this to be a gay bar, and I certainly would decorate my gingerbread men in, like, harnesses and jock straps behind that. I need one. I need one. This also looks not very easy to put together. I feel like you need to call the Crafty Lumberjacks over or somebody real handy to get this craft project going, because she looks a little complicado for sure. But it's fun. It's fun. I like it. 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 And I like it. Right? The Miller High Life Dive Bar Gingerbread Kit has retailed for $50 and will be available for on the Miller High Life website. Yeah. Wow. That's cute. I bet you this ish is sold out already because things like this always sell out. And are you gingerbread house people? You know what? Growing up at Mama Gladys's, we were never gingerbread house people. Ever. Ever. Even during my baking cake decorating days. Never gingerbread. It just seems like a lot of work, you know? I'm not even making cookies these years. I'm a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Wow, guys. Wow. No, I'm absolutely here for this gingerbread dive bar. And if they sent it to me, I would certainly, certainly make it. And last but not least, in continuing on with the theme of giving, Chipotle cilantro soap is already sold out. I don't know whether to be disgusted or really excited about cilantro soap. This comes from thetakeout.com. Shout out to you and thank you for, you know, your investigative reporting. So apparently the brand cited a 2015 SciShow YouTube video explaining that between 4% and 14% of the population experiences a soapy flavor when eating cilantro. That's really interesting. I personally love cilantro. And back in August, Chipotle shared a mock-up of the soap as a joke, but it started some seriously lively conversation online, which was enough to inspire Chipotle to turn the soap joke into a real deal, which apparently that's been happening a lot in food news if you've been listening for a long time. The soap obviously sold out immediately, and we are just hoping that Chipotle supplies, you know, restocks their supply before the holiday season. I don't know. Would you? I like a bar soap. First and foremost, if someone was here, we would definitely have the bar soap to the, you know, liquid soap debate for sure. A bar soap with like little scratchies in it, like to exfoliate, I love. And since I'm single, I don't mind a random hair on my soap. I get it if you live with somebody that the random hair could be gross. But then again, like the loofah could be gross too, right? But then it's the flavor. Is it really cilantro-y? Like, because I like herbaceous smelling things. I think I have a Tom Ford herby cologne or something, or a Marc Jacobs. It's Marc Jacobs. That's very herbaceous. You know, it all depends on how cilantro-y is the cilantro in the soap. But once again, if you really don't like, you know, Aunt Frida out there, then cilantro soap is something that she'll just keep out for guests. And with that, I think that's the best way to end Food News Update! Oh my God! I know, I'm the most ridiculous all the time. What is wrong with me? Nothing, actually. I am just enough. And you know what? To like kind of round out this gift guide, Bon Appetit this year put out a list of LGBTQ small businesses you should be giving your money to. Everything from Amsam delicacies to Super Gay Vodka to ice cream to even coffee. And I really, really love this. And once again, I'm going to link this list out in case you're looking for, you know, unique small things. I love a lot of small things, even though I don't have a lot of space, because as we all know, I live in 120 square feet in Times Square. But, you know, I love a coffee gift. Oh my God, Cuban Coffee Queen, shout out to you. I don't know if they're LGBTQ owned, but Cuban Coffee Queen in Key West is some of the best coffee I have had. And I just now am writing myself a reminder to buy some for everyone this Christmas, but mainly myself. Oh, my God. But Bon Appetit starts with Diaspora Co. Sana Javeri Kadri started spice company Diaspora Co. in 2017 with what might have been the most ethically grown, harvested, and sold turmeric available. Since then, she's methodically and thoughtfully expanded her offerings to include Aranya pepper, and Nagaruri cumin. This is like super fancy, chef. This is for that girl out there. That's a girl with an E, you know, because we all girls, honey, out there who really loves to cook and really loves to experiment in the kitchen. Explorer Cold Brew I have not had, but you know what? Explorer Cold Brew comes in 4 caffeine levels, but doesn't sacrifice anything on the flavor, and they are LGBTQ owned. And I am here for a cold brew experience in the cold months, because if you're not drinking cold brew or iced coffee during 40 below weather, are you even of the LGBTQ community? Shaquanda's hot pepper sauce made the list, and Shaquanda has been on the podcast. I love the array of hot pepper sauces that Shaquanda has to offer us. And for the hot sauce lover in your life, this is a great way to support an LGBTQ owned business. And you can even get it at a Whole Foods or something. I personally would buy it directly from Shaquanda herself at Shaquanda Will Feed You. But yes, I am a fan of Shaquanda for sure. Omsom, I have had their products. I am a big, big supporter of Omsom. Their collection of sauces, aromatics, and spices created by sisters Kim and Vanessa Pham all come with recipe cards for the Southeast and East Asian dishes like sisig, larb, and bulgogi. Delicious, 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 delicious. I fully support them. On this list, too, there's some chocolate, some granola, some popcorn, everything crackers, super gay vodka. Dan Pelosi is a big fan of super gay vodka. I also love Five Husbands Vodka. They have been on the podcast as well. You could find that out there. Or Tom of Finland Vodka, also gay owned. Love it, love it, love it. So you know what? If you're gonna drink vodka, you might as well drink gay vodka, for sure. I love that. There's ice cream on this list. V Smiley Jams. I have not had, but in the words of Carol Channing, jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today. And these are homemade jams from a farm in Vermont as well. Delicious. Delicious. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Equator Coffee is on more than one list that I've seen, so they must be good and they must be doing the thing out there. You know what? This holiday season, and yeah, I took a pause. This holiday season and the struggle that we've been through over the past 2 years, the anxiety, the newfound emotions and anxiety that a lot of us are experiencing, the newfound pressure, the newfound stress, the new therapists that some of us may have, the new ways of navigating our lives and our paths and our jobs and people and things we've let go of, whether it be friends or jobs and whatnot. Why not make this holiday season really about things that create joy in your life, but also if you're going to give gifts, right, that it's joyful not only to give, but also will bring joy in return, right? So yeah, I've talked about Aunt Sally and Aunt Teresa or whomever who you have to give an obligatory gift to, but yeah, make it joyful for you then if you got to spend the money, right? Or if you're going to give something to somebody close to you, like make it worthwhile. And why not support the community that supports you or if you're an ally out there, that you continue to support, right? And that's the soapbox I'm on this week on this podcast, you know, because before you know it, it's going to be the new year and we're back at it. And I'm going to be turning 41 and crying on this podcast. No, actually, she looks good for 41. And you know what? These last 2 months between November have been a very stressful, but a blessing in my life with a lot of things going on. But I am blessed and highly favored. And you know what? I just want to really continue these good vibes and continue to promote people and things that I love and believe in. And I really, really believe that that will come back to you. And I'm of that spirit every year during Christmas. But in a year that I'm not really feeling it, I think the way to navigate it the best is to hold on to what brings us joy and to be a little selfish this year. Yep, I said it. Be a little selfish this year and do only what brings you joy. Right? And with that, I'm going to say, you know what? Take time for you. Take time to meditate. Take time to go out and dance in the streets and follow people you love or unfollow people you don't love, because that's okay too. And just good vibes all around. And with that, all I have to say is happy holidays and thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.